Welcome to Kirk's Picks. I'm Kirk McElhern, and in this podcast, I'm going to tell you about something interesting I've discovered recently. Today's pick is Mubi, a movie streaming service. Mubi, that's M-U-B-I, is a curated movie streaming service that presents film that, for the most part, you won't find on other mainstream streaming services. The simplest way to describe their content is that they present art house films, festival films, and other independent films. Mubi also produces and distributes films. Initially, Mubi presented one film a day, and it would be available for 30 days. When I subscribed a couple of years ago, there were interesting films, but I found I wasn't watching often enough, partly because there were only a couple of films each week I wanted to see, and also because of the limited time the films were available. The offer has changed a bit, with, in addition to those daily selections available for 1 month, a larger, longer-term library of films, as well as curated bundles of films available for several months. At any time, you can see a few hundred different films on Mubi. The kind of films on Mubi don't get mainstream distribution in certain countries, particularly in the United States. However, many of these films are relatively popular in the countries in which they are made, and may be the type of movie that's co-produced with a local TV channel that broadcasts them in prime time. But if you're an English speaker, you'd likely consider most of these to be foreign films. Mubi has films by well-known directors and currently has a few bundles of films by Federico Fellini, Agnès Varda, and Takashi Kitano. And since the Cannes Film Festival is taking place right now, they have a selection of films that won awards at the festival in recent years. There are also selections of films by themes, such as currently Dystopia, a bunch of Oscar-winning films, 1960s masterpieces, women with movie cameras, American indies, and much more. Depending on the country you're in, you'll have access to different content, so should you happen to use a VPN, you might want to connect to different countries to see what's available. The difference is presumably due to the various licensing deals Mubi has, and what they think their users in different countries are interested in. Mubi is clearly different from most streaming services because the selection is limited, and also because they don't have any TV series. If you do like this type of film, then Mubi can be interesting. I find myself watching a few movies a month on Mubi, but at times, such as when they had a half a dozen movies by the French director Éric Rohmer, his Comedies and Proverbs series, I watch more. Some of their co-productions are also very good. The recent Shiva Baby, a low-budget first film by a young Canadian director, Emma Seligman, is extremely funny. Here's the synopsis. College student Danielle is faced with a series of awkward encounters at a day-long Shiva, a Jewish gathering during a time of mourning. Amongst overbearing relatives, she is rattled by the appearance of an ex-girlfriend and of her secret sugar daddy who unexpectedly arrives with his wife and baby. It's a funny situation comedy. Mubi offers monthly and annual subscriptions. The latter saves you 40%, and if you use my referral link, you'll get a free month, and so will I. You can watch Mubi in a web browser, and there are apps for the iPhone, iPad, Apple TV, Android, Roku, and more. Mubi, link in the show notes. Thanks for listening to Kirk's Picks. If you enjoyed the podcast, follow it on Apple Podcasts or in your favorite podcast app. For show notes and links to my pick, go to kirkville.com/picks. You can support this podcast by purchasing items via my affiliate links, or you can sign up for my Patreon and donate a few bucks a month. Tune in again soon for another pick.